This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The provincial governor in Afghanistan says a blast at a football field in a southeastern province has killed at least three civilians. No one has claimed responsibility, and the governor said he did not know who was behind the attacks. Iraq faces more political gridlock Monday after Iraq's prime minister-designate Mohammed Alawi withdrew overnight, accusing lawmakers of obstructing his attempt to form a government. For 5 months, the country has been rocked by anti-government demonstrations in which protesters demand the ouster of Iraq's entire political elite, which they accuse of being inept, corrupt, and beholden to powerful neighbor Iran. Alawi's departure plunges Iraq deeper into uncertainty and leaves President Barham Saleh 15 days to propose a new candidate, likely Intelligence Chief Mustafa al-Kazimi, according to political sources. Iraq has been in legal limbo since outgoing Premier Adel Mahdi stepped down in December, as the Constitution makes no provisions for such a resignation. U.S. sportswear giant Nike said Monday its European headquarters in the Netherlands would be closed until Wednesday after an employee was infected with the new coronavirus. Nike's global headquarters in the United States of Oregon were closed over the weekend for cleaning due to a suspected coronavirus case. This is VOA News. The United States has reported its second death from the virus. And meanwhile, Italy Sunday reported a 50% jump in the number of new coronavirus cases in just one day, with at least 11 villages and towns in the north sealed off. Italy is the hardest hit European country. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday in the United States, when people in 14 states head to the polls to vote in primary elections. Pete Buttigieg's campaign announced Sunday he's dropped out of the race after a poor showing in Saturday's South Carolina primary. Former Vice President Joe Biden won and hopes to ride the momentum into Super Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rebuffed a bid by gun rights advocates to overturn President Donald Trump's ban on bump stocks, devices that enable semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like a machine gun. The ban was implemented after the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. The justices left in place a lower court's decision that upheld the Trump administration's action to define bump stocks as prohibited machine guns under U.S. law. A U.S. federal judge Sunday ruled Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, was unlawfully selected as acting director. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss said Cuccinelli was not legally the first assistant to the director of USCIS under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act and could not be named acting director. According to court documents, on June 1, 2019, Lee Francis Cisnett, the then Senate-confirmed director of USCIS, resigned, and according to FVRA, his first assistant, then Deputy Director Mark Kumans, was expected to automatically assume the post of acting director. 9 days after Cisna's resignation, the then acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McKeelinen, appointed Cuccinelli, quote, to serve as the principal deputy director of USCIS, end quote, a position that court documents say did not exist before Cuccinelli's appointment. Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation has already hit its first speed bump. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced in Kabul Sunday that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners, a precondition to the start of talks between Taliban and other Afghan factions. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.